Long live the Columbia strike. Thousands of people have united to try to find the key, to open a new door, to lead us away from poverty and suffering, to let us care for the unconsidered, and to have the bravery, to demand what is just. The trigger to our strike was a tax reform that imposed extreme changes to our community, specifically to the lower class of our country, evidenced in the implementation of new rent payments and an increase in VAT. Taxes are also being added to agricultural supplies, household supplies and petrol, as well as an increase in transport prices and new toll collections on routes into the big cities. All of this is done without any improvements in the living conditions of the majority of the population. Health reforms attempt to convert the whole system into an exclusively private service, leaving people standing on the edge of an abyss, while the COVID health emergency continues. The indignation is huge. There are no guarantees of work, education, or health. The only guarantees are the ones that include extra obligations from the citizens. So, even though the tax reforms have been withdrawn, the movement continues. The government has militarized the country. To gain control, they have planted the seed of fear and look to manufacture confrontations with protesters, including a series of violent attacks against peaceful civilians translated into murders, destruction of personal property, and disappearances. Today our heroes are not the same as yesterday. Today our heroes are the civilians, students, professors, doctors, indigenous groups, farmers, people displaced by violence, truckers and everyone else that has been affected for the crisis. We want guarantees in education, a job, a plan to eradicate poverty, and an end to the internal gang wars that haven't already stopped. Long live the national strike. David Columbia.